Hosting a podcast is great. You get to spend time with amazing people every single week. It builds audience, authority, and trust like little else. But for a lot of people, hosting your own podcast might be biting off a little too much. If that sounds like you, then maybe showing up as a guest on some of your favorite podcasts would be a better route to building your profile online. If this sounds like you, then stick around and I'll tell you how to get on podcasts and how to be a great guest. Hi there and welcome back to Amplify. I'm Bob Gentle and every Monday I'm joined by amazing people who share what makes their business work. And every Wednesday you get me talking about something I'm really into. If you're new to the show, then take a second right now to subscribe so you don't miss new episodes and you can grab some older ones when you're done with this one. And don't forget to join our Facebook community. Just visit amplifyme.fm/insiders and you'll be taken right there. Podcasts are everywhere. If you don't listen to podcasts, then think of them like very, very niche radio shows. You'll find them in specific podcast player apps for mobile, in Spotify or in the Apple Podcasts app on your phone, tablet or mobile. They're listened to people who really love the topics that they listen to. I listen to lots of podcasts on all kinds of topics, and I love them because they go deep into the topics I want to know more about. The vast majority of podcasts are conversation-based, normally with a host and a range of guest experts. Hosts are always looking for new guests, and for some, you might be just the expert they're looking for. Bear in mind, there are podcasts on every topic. Being a podcast guest is a great way to build your personal brand online. Each episode you appear on will be around for a very long time, with new listeners downloading and listening every single day. They're evergreen, and often the number of listeners will only climb over time. The podcast host will have a lot of credibility with their audience, so by showing up as a guest, you can borrow some of that credibility. This is a real help if you're feeling insecure. Another really powerful benefit of being a podcast guest is the long-term SEO or search engine optimization benefit. Each time you appear as a guest, your host will probably create a page for your episode, which will normally link back to your website, and ask anyone how to improve your SEO, and they'll tell you quality backlinks are golden. Lastly, the hosts do the work. You don't have to write, film, edit, or even get dressed if you don't want to. It's normally audio only, which takes a lot of the pressure off for most people. So, now you want to be a podcast guest? What's it going to take to make it happen? Now, there are a lot of agencies out there who will try to set you up with podcasters, but if you want my opinion, you should avoid them. I get approached by these organizations every single day, and in the last year, I've only accepted 2 guests from them. You might wonder why, and it's because if you can't be bothered contacting me yourself, then you're not into my show. And if you're not into my show, you're not into my audience, so I'm not interested. I'm going to focus on 2 key areas first. First, how to become a podcast guest, and then secondly, what to do when the host says yes. And if you pick the right shows, this will happen sooner than you think. So first of all, securing your spot. I have a list of 3 tips here. Now, the first one is to create what I would call a media CV or one sheet. This is a simple one-page document outlining who you are, what you do, where your expertise are, the topics that you like to speak about, and some key areas which make you stand out. It can also include links to previous interviews or other media. I've included my own and a bunch that I've been sent over the last year, which you can download as examples if you just head to amplifyme.agency/media CV. You'll be able to grab a copy there. Also, you can just find a link in the show notes, click on that, and you'll be taken straight there. So the one sheet or media CV makes it very easy for the host to see where you might fit in and how they might shape an interview around you. Think of it as a really simple map to who you are and what you're about. It doesn't have to be big and fancy. So tip number 2 is to make a list. Like any sales job, and this is a sales job at the end of the day, you need a big list of prospects and a plan for how you're going to approach them. But before all this, pick a few podcasts three or four, and listen to a couple of episodes of each one at least. You'll need at least a fleeting familiarity with the show before you try to connect, because you're going to need to build rapport with this podcaster. So being able to demonstrate that you do listen to the show is going to be, I guarantee, a big point of difference from all the other people that pitch them. Number three is your approach. Now, most of my podcast guests are drawn from my own network. Other hosts are exactly the same. And if that sounds intimidating, it shouldn't be. Becoming part of my network is easy. Simply connect with me on social media, hang out, and chat a bit. Now, you're part of my network. Other hosts are no different. If you want to be on someone's show, then first off, look on the host's website and see if they have a preferred method of being contacted. They might have a form or a survey to complete. If they don't, then send them a short message asking if they think you might be a good fit and possibly include your one sheet. Remember what I said about getting emails every day from agencies. You need to cut through this, which is why it's important that you listen to a little of their show. If your message looks like it got cut and paste, then I'll delete it without even thinking about it. Guard against this with some detail, but not too much. Keep it short and don't be pushy. If you don't hear back, then feel free to drop a couple of reminders. But if nothing happens, move on quickly without worrying about it. So, you got your first yes. For many, this is some scary stuff. Now, I'm a confident host, but even I get nervous before I'm interviewed. So here are my tips for making sure things go as well as possible, particularly if you're new to it. So number one is remember it's the host's job to be in the driving seat. You take your lead from them. They'll take care of you. That's why they're called the host. Number two, this is a pet one of mine, so make sure you have headphones. Some hosts, myself included, are particular about this. Podcasts are recorded on multiple tracks, one for each person. And if you don't use headphones, your audio can bleed over onto the other track, which can make editing quite awkward. So better safe than sorry, make sure you have some. Even earbuds, cheap ones, are fine. So number three is have a decent microphone. If being a podcast guest is something you've decided matters for you, then spending a little bit of money on a microphone is a good idea. The mic I use for my podcast only costs £50. It's not an expensive microphone. You don't need to go crazy. Microphones also work in different ways. So read the manual and get used to getting the best sound from it. There's a huge variation in how far away from the mic you should be, whether you need pop filters and things like that. It won't be complicated, but make sure the moment you're learning that isn't when you're trying to sound as good as you possibly can on someone else's podcast. So number four is to prepare your environment. Turn off mobile notifications and your ringtone and put your phone somewhere you can't see it. Switching to vibrate isn't enough. Turn that off as well. If you're new at being a podcast guest, then a client call flashing up when you're talking could really throw you off your stride. Let anyone in your environment or your household or your office know that you're being interviewed and ask them to keep the noise down and interruptions. Well, no interruptions would be good. Work with your host to find a time when you know you're unlikely to be disturbed. Don't go nuts on soundproofing, trying things like climbing into cupboards. Just avoid loud fans, traffic noises, rattling cables, construction noise, and so on. Just use common sense. If you have a good microphone, basic environmental noise won't be a problem. So number six is do not try and pitch or worry that you need listeners to understand everything about you. Just let them meet you and focus on delivering a couple of key points. Have one clear focus or goal for the interview and focus the rest of your time on trying to give as much value as you can. Number seven is don't try to be bulletproof. Yes, being interviewed as an expert is great, but nobody expects you to know everything. A little vulnerability will go a long way towards building rapport with your audience. Number eight is have a clear goal and call to action for the interview. Most hosts will ask you something like, what are you promoting right now? Or what action would you like the listener to take next? Be ready for this with a single call to action. send them to one lead magnet and one social media account. That's it. The more you ask, the less people will do. 9, this is my last point, is after the interview, ask for feedback. And for bonus points, ask for a referral. Most podcast hosts are connected to lots of other podcast hosts, and we share great guests a lot. Being a great podcast guest is easy. The tech boils down to a simple mic and some headphones. The rest is simple. Make sure that you focus on the value for the audience and not on the value for you. Don't forget, you can download my media CV examples, and this includes my own one and 5 or 6 which have also been sent to me over the last year. I would love to know what action you're planning to take, which part of being a podcast guest makes you the most nervous. Jump into the Facebook group and I would love to talk about this. Before I go, just a quick reminder to subscribe, and if you haven't already, join the Facebook group. You'll find a link in the show notes, or just visit amplifyme.fm/insiders. I would also, more than anything, love for you to join me on YouTube. YouTube is brand new, and every single subscriber matters, so a subscriber on YouTube would literally make my day. If you would like to connect with me, you'll find me anywhere you are on social media. Just search at Bob Gentle. If you do, message me, let me know, and I'll follow you back. If you enjoyed the show, then I would love for you to review it on iTunes. It means a lot, and it's the best way to help me reach new subscribers. My name's Bob Gentle. Thanks to you for listening, and I'll see you next week.